Good morning. We're learning Chayyim Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Klachas, the halachas of Havdalah. I just want to urge everybody to please bring in any other members, people that you'd like to join the listenership of the Shir or the readership of the Shir. Beyond the opportunity to spread Torah, this is a source of income for the Kollel Zichron Amram. And the larger the listenership is, the more enticing it is for somebody to want to sponsor. So that would be helpful for the Karmel. So if you know somebody you think might be interested in getting the shear, please contact him and ask him to do so. We have an options through the email. There's a website where you can sign up for the email. There is the podcast, and there is also the WhatsApp group. So we're learning a Simon Lamadalad. The more it says that in there, which is in the side of the panis is like a lantern, like the Chayyim says. So a person cannot make a bracha on it. So because we're trying to understand what the case of the panis was, the Rashba and others understand the panis was a metal kli, which you put a lamp inside, put a candle inside. You cannot see the actual shalhebis. So there's an important halacha that to be able to make the bracha on the nair, one has to be able to see the shalhebis. So a person is standing by a habdala, and there's a large group of people, and they turn off the lights, and it's a large habdala candle. You can see the light is spreading. It's going up to the ceiling. It's spreading outwards. You cannot see that. You cannot see the actual shalhebis. You cannot say the bracha of Barei Ma'arei Ha'esh. And that's Ma'akib Ibn B'di'evid. Person will not be Yotzi with the Bracha. They do not see the actual Shalhebis. That's how the Rashba and all the Rishonim understand the case of the Gemara. And that's the approach that the Chayyim is going to use. However, Rashi understands that the case was, it was made out of glass, which was transparent, or possibly it was translucent, but it was visible. The Nair is visible inside of it. So the question comes up, if it's visible inside, what's the problem? So the Bir Halacha suggests that since we're making the bracha to as the koran for the first fire, which is Adam Rishon was able to make on Motzei Shabbos of the Maaseh Bereishis, we need that the fire should be, the Eish should be begoloi, should be out in the open. It should not be enclosed, similar to the original Eish, that it was as such. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, a person should not make a bracha, should be choshesh for that shita, that a person should not make a bracha inside of a panis, even made out of zchuchis. If you look at the Piskei Mishnah Berurah on the bottom, in 55, he brings the shita. The Mishnah Berurah holds one should be machmer in that regard. So the question which comes up, is this a problem then if a person is wearing glasses? Based on what the Bir Halacha explains, the answer is no. Because the nair is begolui. The person is covering his face. The person is bekisui, not the nair. What about seeing it through a window? So a person standing outside, and he sees the nair of Havdalah, and he wants to make a bracha on the nair of Havdalah through the window. So Mishnah Berurah is actually mashma that's problematic, even though, based on the logic that he says, it would seem to me that should be acceptable. Now the question goes on to an electric light. So electric light, which is fluorescent or LED, one cannot make a bracha. There's no actual fire there. But a nair, which is made, an incandescent bulb. So there is a small metal strip inside, which electricity runs through it, and because of its resistance, it creates friction. The friction creates heat to the point that the metal glows, and that's how it produces light. Taking metal and causing it to heat up to the point that it glows is considered the act of making a fire. But it's inside of a glass bulb. So according to the Mishnah Berurah's approach, one should avoid that. So some places suggest that since over here this as much as we're saying that this is considered Eish, the only way it can produce the Eish is if it's inside of a vacuum, which is what the bulb provides. So for this Eish, this is considered the normal way of doing it. So it's not considered a Kisi, which would be problematic. It's very famously known that Rechaim Mirza used to make the bracha of Borei Marei HaEish for Avdolah on an electric bulb to stress this idea that lighting electricity and lighting a bulb was considered an act of lighting a fire on Shabbos. This was something new to people, and people weren't sure how to understand it. So he did that as such. In general, people, we should refrain from using the electric bulb for the purpose of Havdalah. A person has no other choice. A person has an electric bulb which is incandescent, which is becoming less and less common because it's no longer available for sale in many places. So if a person would have such a thing, b'diyamid, if a person has no other option, a person could use that. But that's not l'chadchila for various different reasons, which we're not going to get into. In Siman Lamed Hei and Lamed Vav, he talks about the hanhaga a person should have on Motzei Shabbos in regards to how he should act and Malama Malka. And Lamed Zayin, he talks about the halachas of Motzei Yom Tov. So Hashem, we will cover that in the next two shiurim, and then we'll be able to start the klal tests. So this is the shiur for Friday, Sunday and Monday. So we originally had a target date to start January 1st. We'll be starting Hashem klal tests on January 2nd. Have a good day.